bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Your calls, of course, are the primary element of the program. If you make them, you really can bring up virtually anything. To start things out here tonight, looks like the U.S. military is going to start recruiting at a younger and younger age. Now, I don't mean actually bringing people into the military as a, you know, full-fledged member, as in somebody that can't escape. You know, when you sign their little agreement, you're basically signing your life away for 8 years, and they can do whatever it is they want to you in that period of time.
By and large, it seems like.
Right. I'm not talking about that. They're not quite to the point where they're ready to take 14-year-olds yet. But according to the Associated Press, in Wichita, Kansas, the U.S. Army wants middle school students. The Wichita School District in South Central Kansas is one of a few nationwide offering middle school programs based on the Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps curriculum. That's JROTC. Top Army officials are studying its programs to see if they could be a model for others nationwide. The Army's collaborating with the National Association of School Boards to develop a so-called JROTC Plus program that would use the high school JROTC curriculum as a basis for a middle school program, Army JROTC Director Colonel John Vanderbleek said. We want to reach students at that age before they make decisions that may put them at risk, said Vanderbleek, who came to Wichita recently from Fort Monroe, Virginia, to see the Kansas program for himself. The Army plans to fund a pilot program next year, and the money will most likely go to an existing program like the one in Wichita. So now you've got the Army, which is, of course, a tremendously large government bureaucracy. The U.S. military is huge. We were talking about the funding last night of the military and how the U.S. military defense, so-called defense spending, is bigger than almost the entire rest of the world combined. Almost.
Almost as much money spent on our military by United States citizens as all citizens in the rest of the world spend on their militaries, basically.
Well, it's not my military, and
I understand you don't like the possessive pronouns.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the numbers. Am I correct there?
Right. It was like 700 something billion compared to 100 or 200 for all of Europe or something like that. So it's huge. But now what we're seeing here is the U.S. military, or in this case the Army, taking some of its significant budget and distributing it now to the government schools. Now, I guess this has been happening to some extent with the JROTC programs for high school, but now it's they're looking at expanding it to all of the middle schools around the country. How far are we before we hit an elementary school version of JROTC? You know, get them some little camo pants or whatever and get them out there in the field and in fifth grade instead of seventh grade or eighth grade. Because that's what they're talking about now, middle school JROTC. I already figured that was happening. I mean, I didn't go to regular middle school because I went to the gifted school. And thank goodness I did, because I was kind of up with the idea of joining the military when I was in high school. And had I had a ROTC program to join, I might have very well have joined it. Thank goodness I didn't, because I'm glad now I did not get involved in such things. I'm glad I found a direction for my life that was interesting for me, that I could pursue, that was far more interesting than doing military stuff. But if I'd been in their program, who knows what that would have done to coax me in their direction?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know from a practical standpoint whether it's better or worse, because maybe kids will get in and say, wow, this whole drilling thing, you know, walking around in Tin Hut and all that stuff stinks. I'm not doing this. And maybe they'll dislike it. I don't know.
Possible.
But I find it very disturbing.
I loved playing Army Dudes when I was a kid. It would have been right up my alley.
Maybe, but that's war games, and I don't know that. I don't know whether ROTC gets to do that. They probably do. I mean, at some point.
Paintballing or something.
Yeah,
probably.
They probably get to do something like that, because that's just the kind of thing that sells for the military. You know, it's walking around in the hot sun with a gun slung over your back probably doesn't.
Well, they do go shoot rifles and things like that, as I understand it.
They probably do.
Yeah.
But, what disturbs me about it is that they're going into government school and doing recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay for this school, and I am not comfortable with recruiters going into the school that I have to pay for and recruiting kids to the military. I'm not interested in that. Please count me out. However, if I try to count myself out, they'll take my house away from me.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And that's what I have a real issue with. So this is a bad idea, but then again, it's already happening in the high schools, middle school, I don't know, whatever.
Now this is Wichita in South Central Kansas. They're offering middle school programs for JROTC. And according to the story here, it says that Wichita's program uses a military structure to teach civics lessons. What exactly does that mean?
If you've got one of these kids, you can do whatever you want.
It also was started 12 years ago by a supervisor in JROTC and retired Army Colonel who, Robert Hester. I was very impressed with the ability of Colonel Hester to establish a program in 12 schools and find teachers and instructors with prior military service. That's how drill instructors talk, right? Maybe a little louder. They might yell a little louder. I'm not really yelling. Vanderbleek said, the Kansas State Board of Education member said he plans to lobby for Wichita's existing program to be selected as the Army's pilot program. He said the Army's got a lot deeper pockets than education. For the school board members, it's all about getting money. Now, I'm sure most of them are just, nationalists through and through, but it's not even so much about the whole nationalism thing. It's about, hey, these guys, they're going to cut us a check. We'll get this new program, and we'll get a check in, and that's great. Dennis, a data specialist at North High School and retired Air Force colonel, expects to represent the state on the National Education Planning Committee for JROTC Plus. The Wichita program faced some opposition when it began in 1997 because of concerns about military influence and recruiting, but little opposition is expected to the national program. If you get into the leadership program and see what it is, you lose suspicion that they are the recruiting. There's nothing in the curriculum that focuses on military service. You believe that one?
No. I don't believe it for a second.
You get into
then what is the purpose of it? To teach civilians how to walk around together in uniform patterns?
Right. It says it's
that's a value?
Right. It says it's civics lessons. Who's been in this JROTC thing? Can you call and explain what this was like? Because I never really came across it until I was in 12th grade when I left the gifted school and I went to regular school. That's when I first started seeing people wearing fatigues walking around high school campus. For me, that was, I'd heard of JROTC before, but I never really actually seen it.
I don't know whether I ever saw, I think vaguely I may have seen some kids walking around. I don't know. I never really paid any attention to it.
I saw it every single day. Students will have to sell the middle school JROTC program to their communities before they can ask the Army for money. The application progress is expected to be very competitive. Wichita's JROTC program, now this is just for the seed money, point of information here. This is just for the seed money for trying this program out. Eventually, they want to take this nationwide, in which case then the money will be offered to everybody. There won't be any sort of competition in that particular case. And he says, the spokesman says, being a good cadet means being a good cadet in school. Of the 8th grade students who were in the 2004 program, 80% graduated from high school last year. That compares with a 64% graduation rate for those not in the program. So, hey, if you join JROTC, you're more likely to complete high school. So everybody should be in JROTC. Hey, maybe it'll become a mandate soon, Mark. Maybe every single student.
I think that somebody who can make the same claim of chess club. Key club or whatever,
something that engages young people in an after-school activity.
Or the people that would be likely to join these things would be likely to finish school, right?
I suppose.
Chickens and eggs.
Yeah,
I don't know whether the chess club prepares young people for finishing, the government high school's nearly worthless curriculum, or whether the people that join the chess club are just more likely to complete it because that's what we've been all told, that it's the best thing to do. I am of the opinion that, you're probably better off getting a GED and getting out there to work going on to get more schooling for a real career.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. They're saying this JROTC thing, it's not about recruiting at all. What do you have to say? Were you involved? Can you tell us what the real story is? It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution. Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy...
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial in toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download right there on the front page of the website. It's that easy. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee or anything like that. They're just yours free at freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Play them on your computer, too, if you'd like. You can try them out today by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's how you get a free book. If these are bestsellers and unabridged, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, we're talking about JROTC, the Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps. Somebody suggested that I was making a mistake by calling it JROTC, but it's in point of fact different from ROTC, which is the Reserve Officers Training Corps. ROTC is a college-based officer commissioning program, whereas the JROTC, Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps, is a federal program sponsored by the Armed Forces for high schools across the United States. Now,
I think that what he was trying to correct you on was the difference between the two programs, but with the pronunciation, ROTC versus ROTC.
Right, I was pronouncing it JROTC, wasn't I?
Yeah.
So you're saying it's not supposed to be called ROTC?
Correct.
I'd always heard it called that when I was in high school. That's what the kids in the South called it.
All right.
So if I am incorrect, please feel free to correct me at 800-259-9231. But the reason we bring this up is because the military wants to expand the JROTC program, or the JROTC, which, by the way, takes too many syllables, in my opinion. So I'll continue doing JROTC. The military wants to expand it to include middle schools now. And in Wichita, they are doing a target or a test program. And I want to hear from you. They're claiming that, this is not a recruiting program at all. This is about civics. So let's go to you and see what you have to say about this. Were you in ROTC? Or JROTC? Sean is in North Carolina. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Sean. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I spent about 4 years in the JROTC program when I was in high school.
And did you all call it JROTC, or was it called JROTC?
It depended how formal the conversation was. Usually among students, it was called ROTC.
Gotcha.
Without even the J.
Okay. Understood.
While I was there, the courses did involve some civics lessons, in that there were lessons on how the government is designed to operate and the general, this is the Constitution and this is what it's supposed to do.
I had that class, except we didn't have to wear fatigues to go to it. It was called government class.
I had a similar class as well. This was part of the thing, and we actually had the dress uniforms at my particular school, but the fatigues
dress
were also available.
Uniforms.
Yeah, the standard Army green uniforms rather than the camo fatigues.
Would you have to dress out in fatigues for any sort of other purposes, or was it always the uniforms?
We had the fatigues were actually reserved for special teams within the ROTC program for sports competition types of things.
Hmm. So if you would go if you'd go shooting then or something like that, you'd wear the fatigues?
There was a rifle team and a raider team, which was mostly physical fitness, and I know there was a 5K run involved, which I nearly died on every time.
And they call that the raider team?
Raider, yes.
Hmm. Okay.
I guess it was a play on ranger, because you can't have too many Army Rangers, I guess.
So how much of this do you think was really preparation to get people to join the military? I mean, it seems so obvious to me, but they're denying it. What do you have to say to that?
A huge amount of it was recruiting. We had recruiters from all four branches in the classes every time I took them, so I heard the spiel from every recruiter every year, probably twice a year in some cases.
Really?
So, and my particular program made sure there were recruiters in the lunchrooms during lunches at least once a week.
Hmm.
For the regular students or for the JROTC kids?
They mostly dealt with the ROTC cadets, but they were in the lunchroom to try to recruit the regular students as well.
Sure. So they're standing sort of over the ROTC kids, I guess, like prison guards. And
well, the ROTC kids are going to come and hang around that. I mean, if you've got a military recruiter in the cafeteria, the ROTC kids are going to come up and just kind of mill about. They're going to sit near that table. They're going to likely be encouraged to bring their friends. Did that happen?
Very much so. That's very much what it was. Is we all thought this was the great thing to do, and this is what we do. There was a lot of recruiting going on, though.
I believe it. Sean, did you end up getting joining the military proper?
Actually signed up with the Marine Corps, but I was unable to join due to not meeting the physical requirements.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
What did you... did the other recruiters feel badly because you went with the Marines, or you know what how's that go? Because I mean, there were recruiters all over the place.
They were not upset about which branch I joined, but they had all the different. They represented all the branches. They did strongly encourage Army in my particular program, but there's actually programs in other schools for the other branches.
Interesting.
All right. Anything else you want to share about your experience? Because you pretty much confirmed my suspicions.
Not really, but I do want to say I am in the process of heading up there to Keene and should be there before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on that. What made you decide to, we're talking, of course, you're referencing the Free State Project, a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all coming to the same geographic area, and New Hampshire was chosen. But what was it that, just curious, what made you decide on Keene?
Actually, it's between Free Talk Live and the activism I've seen at freekeen.com. I'm really impressed with what's going on up there. I think it's a place for me.
Okay, great. So the candlelight vigil that was held out in front of the one of the judges' houses and the prosecutor's house didn't offend you?
No, it did not offend me in the slightest. It seemed to be very well managed. I like Mark's question that the knocking on his door is kind of drawing attention to things, but other than that, I had no problems with it at all.
Very good. See you soon, and thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for the expertise, the inside look into the ROTC program, or the JROTC program that is now looking at expanding into middle school. So get them while they're nice and young. I mean, if you thought kids were vulnerable when they were 18, 17, 16, and 15, wait until you start targeting them at age 13 and 12 and 14.
I don't know if it's going to matter much, honestly.
Probably
I don't think
not.
That it's going to increase or decrease recruitment at all.
I don't know.
What bothers me is the sort of the drill sergeant mentality thing being given to kids more and more often, mm-hmm. Just kind of as it's normal. I don't know. I mean,
I would guess this is going to increase the amount of recruiting that they do, because why else would they be doing it?
Well, they might be trying to increase the amount of recruitment that they're doing. But remember, the government's bad at everything it does, and that includes recruitment.
Yeah, but kids are also gullible. And
violent little beasts.
Yeah.
And so they're the most prime targets.
Little boys are going to eat this stuff up.
If they really wanted to recruit more guys to the military, give bigger signing bonuses. You know, forget these little classes that are going to cost them millions of dollars a school. I don't have any idea. Just give them bigger signing bonuses to sign up.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Now, isn't there a Quaker program to counteract this?
There is, but it's very small, as you can imagine. It comes from the free market. They can't extract taxes for it.
Well, and they have to ask permission to be on school campus to counter-recruit. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show that they are listeners to the program. See that and get involved if you are a lady listener at shrine.freetalklive.com.
The newest graphic novel from Big Head Press is Odysseus the Rebel. And, man, it's not your daddy's odyssey. This Odysseus defies the ancient gods with every fiber of his being and an unyielding hunger for personal freedom. Get it for $12.95 from your local comic shop or Amazon.com. That's Odysseus the Rebel.
Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Oh, terribly sorry. It's Odysseus the Rebel, and it is. I read it, and I found it to be a great graphic novel. I highly endorse it. Odysseus the Rebel.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Jeremiah is in Oregon, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, you're on the air.
I am here.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I wasn't in ROTC, but I did go to Hargrave Military Academy in Virginia for 3.5 years.
Okay.
And they are very good at inundating young kids into trying to manipulate them into being patriotic. They had kids there as young as 7th grade, and they were just as hard on the 7th graders as they were on the seniors. They're all about, God and country and all that, and, which is fine for, personal beliefs, but I feel like, I don't think that we go to school to have to be, manipulated into believing that.
Well, you are talking about military academy, so I expect that the intensity factor is going to be a little bit higher there than it would be at a JROTC program at a regular government high school. So your parents chose to send you to that particular place, right?
They did, because I was getting bad grades.
So. Ah, I see. So it wasn't necessarily the idea of we're going to prepare our son to join the military. It was because you were getting bad grades and you needed, they thought you needed the military-style discipline?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, and it's funny actually because, you know, a lot of the kids that end up going to military school, you know, they decide that that they're gonna go into the military because they enjoy the experience so much. And it was actually the opposite with me. When I was, probably about 12 or so, I always wanted to be a Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
Then went to military school and found out what it was all about and decided I liked living my life the way I wanted to live it, you know, and, be able to do what I wanted to do. And actually now, now that I graduated, 5 years ago now, and it's become the complete opposite now. You know, I have no desire to go to the military.
Right. And, now I'm a pacifist, whereas I used to want to join the military.
Exactly.
Boy. And I remember when I was in high school, I actually made fun of Quakers, and now I'm Quaker.
I
didn't really know too much about Quakers until my girlfriend was telling me about the beliefs of Quakers and William Penn, and I'm a native actually, so I was doing some research on that and found out they actually treated natives a lot better than a lot of the other European colonies.
Mm.
Which
makes
was
sense.
Very, appeasing. But
when you say native, you mean Native American.
What's that?
When you say native, you mean Native American.
Yes, that's correct.
Gotcha.
I'd like to have a better term for that. I can tell you that.
And Quaker?
The Native American.
Oh, okay.
Being born here, I consider myself a Native American.
Redskin.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm 1B, 1B Indian, so.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more specific. But actually, what I originally wanted to talk to you tonight was about the attitude of a lot of the kids that are going into the military or people that might be in the military. I was actually talking to a coworker last night about, he was telling me that he, he's trying to get into the Air Force, and he had a recruiter that I guess was supposed to call him back to try to get in, and he never called him back. And I was, I told him, oh, you're lucky, you should just, maybe not go into it. And, but no, he's decided that he's going to go and try to find another recruiter to get in because he's that desperate to get in.
Jeez.
And in the same conversation that he had, he told me that the difference between an animal and a terrorist is the number of bullets it takes to take them down. Which I replied that he made me sick. because that's just.
I'm not real fond of terrorists either. I'm just not sure that you can tell one by the turban on their head or whatever.
Well, exactly. And like I told him, I don't support terrorists any more than you do. I don't support, violence in any way, whether it comes from, a Marine or a terrorist, But it just seems that, a lot of the people I've known that have gone into the military are, they have this similar mentality.
I was sitting at a Starbucks and talking to a young man. It's probably been 5 years now, but just to listen to him talk, he was essentially talking like a cold-blooded killer. What he was saying was, I can't wait to get into the military so that I can kill people legally.
Oh, dear.
I mean, those are the words coming out of this boy's mouth.
Yep, people are attracted to that's how it is for a lot of them.
A lot of them
have that very same mentality. I talked to he was an Army Scout sniper a couple of years ago, and he's sitting there bragging about the body count that he racked up over there.
Oh, sick. So sick.
It really is, and I won't even talk to this kid at work anymore because of that. It's disgusting,
Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's it. I appreciate letting me on, and I really enjoy your show.
No problem, Jeremiah. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231.
I saw on Facebook a military guy's little blurb there, and he said, "Thou shalt not kill." And then he says, "Well, thou shalt not try to kill me either." As if the people that are trying to kill him... defending their homeland, whatever that is, from invaders, as far as they're concerned, are more wrong for trying to kill him. Granted, people trying to kill me are, might very well get the business end of whatever I had around.
If they were coming to you to try and kill you instead of you being there.
But when you expend a great deal of fuel, I can't tell you how many hundreds of gallons of petrol it must have taken in order to get that guy from here to there.
Yeah.
And all the equipment that he has with him in order to... for him to seem indignant about them shooting at him. I'm not saying he should catch bullets or anything like that, but You know,
such a skewed perspective. It is so twisted.
6 months in the brig, really? I mean, for just saying I'm not going to go out and shoot anybody anymore, really? I mean, is it so bad? Imagine, man, tomorrow you go out and there's the slap of a 223 hitting you in the chest, ruining your life, assuming you have it afterwards. 6 months in the brig, you can handle it. It's okay. Oh,
yeah. You'll come home to your girlfriend, or you'll come home to your kids, or whatever it is, if that's the case. But if you get shot, well, maybe you won't make it back. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But that's all right, Mark. Fighting for the freedom. They're fighting for freedom. It's okay. It's all right to kill if you're killing for freedom.
The freedom of politicians to extract money from American citizens. The freedom of politicians and their to shove money into the pockets of their friends in the military-industrial
company. For freedom from the Islamo-fascists.
Okay, Islamo-fascists.
That's why I'm fighting for that freedom. Not
right. There aren't any Afghanistani Islamo-fascists that have ever attacked this country.
They're terrorists.
Right.
The terrorists.
They told you they were terrorists. Sure, man.
Believe in Muhammad.
Fine.
You got to kill folks that believe in Muhammad.
Lots of people in this.
Christ said. Right. Christ said to kill them sand ends.
There's plenty of them in this country. If you really wanted to do it, you'd just be a murderer over
Jesus
here.
Jesus said that if you got a turban, you must die.
There's no turbans on those people.
Well, if you're brown, you must die. Because Jesus was a white man with a beard and was not brown at all.
Sikhs wear turbans.
Seek and destroy. That's what I have to say to that. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. There's more to there's more to talk about here tonight besides military-esque things. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We'll also maybe travel overseas, do a little international reporting from the UK and maybe even Australia. And we'll find out what sort of awful, tyrannical things are happening around the world. Remember, even if you're in the United States, it's relevant what's happening in other parts of the world, especially so-called Western portions of the world, because those ideas can be duplicated here. So look out. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and if you enjoy the program, you can help Free Talk Live out by simply voting for us. Now, Mark, you told me today that we were ahead by a handful of votes. That was a few hours ago, so I don't know if that's still the case. It's been a very heavy and heated competition this month. We still need to solidify our lead if we are in first place, and so that means we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Right, we're running for our lives here in this contest. I suppose that's a hyperbolic. But I'd rather run from in front than from behind. But we only have a few votes that we're in the lead of.
So help push us up the charts. Help solidify the lead at vote.freetalklive.com. Your email address is the only requirement. That way they'll verify that you're not a robot and indeed a real human being. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings, and you can do it, and you can get them all. Check them out from LibertyStickers.com. Let your voice be heard. I actually have two of their bumper stickers on my car, and, it's a nice way to let people know what you're thinking. LibertyStickers.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Nick is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but didn't you make some sort of broad general statement yesterday against people who talk online and said that they are all like do nothing or something like that?
Well, I think that I find it irksome that people that get on message boards. No, I wasn't trying to make a broad generalization against just people who get on message boards. However, I do know that there are a lot of people that just get on message boards and talk about liberty and really don't do anything about it in their lives.
Oh, all right. Well, I was just going to say, because if you were doing such a thing, I wouldn't be one of those people. I've already briefly mentioned it before. But I do this monthly publication that's called Voluntarist Monthly, and I've had two so far, and I pass out to I think 15 people who are quote unquote subscribed to me.
That's a heck of a lot more than most people do.
I definitely wouldn't be one of those people.
Good on you, sir.
Yeah.
What else did you want to share tonight?
That was actually all I could really think of.
But do you understand where we're coming from, where, when we'll point something like that out, it's fun to get on an internet forum and to hash it out. And, Mark,
yeah.
You and I have certainly done our share of it and probably will into the future. I'm not saying don't do it. Do whatever you find fun. Do whatever you find entertaining. Just don't really expect that it's going to do much to advance freedom in our lifetime.
Yeah, I understand that point. Right. I gotten a lot of information from debating with other people, and I've also gotten a lot of frustrations, and I've also gotten a lot of other things from finding out other people's points of view and stuff like that.
What usually happens to me is that I'll respond two or three times. You know, somebody will say something outrageous to which I'll respond, and it'll usually just be a short statement. And I'll respond two or three times with just a short statement. I very rarely make a long internet post.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody will come back with a you know, like a book.
Yeah.
And
too long,
I'm
didn't
done.
Read.
You know, I just not interested anymore. I run out of the momentum. I don't like to type particularly, and I just find it to be an activity that just not edifying in any way to me.
There's actually, I found this pretty funny, last year when I was sort of first getting into the whole deal of anarchism and stuff like that, my history teacher actually later on in the year told me that he was a libertarian. I had a few teachers in the, like most of the history teachers besides this like Latin teacher that I didn't really like, so I thought she was a statist or something. I had him take the test, and he was like a libertarian, so were a few of my other friends, and he actually told me that like the more power to the free markets, the better, and which was pretty surprising. I didn't expect to hear something from that from like a public education like teacher.
You'll find some gems out there. I mean, there are some
sure,
some
and you know, we have a tendency to vilify bureaucrats in this program when in fact, I think that there might be a larger percentage of people that believe in the free market and believe the government is corrupt and inefficient that work for the government because they do know, in fact, just how corrupt and just how inefficient it is.
They see it.
Those people
on the inside.
Get to see it every day. My introductions to liberty came from state employees. So,
yeah, my last project on and this just kind of shows how much like. He gave us a lot of freedom with the sort of like projects we could do for PowerPoints. And my last PowerPoint was literally on the philosophy of anarchism. And he let me present it, and as long as it's like not biased, like it wasn't like overly zealous of anarchism, which I basically did. I had a bad habit of sort of like I did a PowerPoint on Che Guevara, and I was bashing him throughout the whole thing because I hate that guy, and.
Yep, he was a thug.
Yeah, and I don't like him in the least. But I only got, like, I had, like, did, like, everybody else in the class did, like, five-minute presentations. I was the only guy who would, like, talk for, like, 10 minutes or whatever.
Now,
and I didn't, at one time I didn't finish, and that was the Che Guevara thing, and he spoke to me after class. He was like, Nick, this is way too over-biased, and you have to stop here. I guess still got an A or whatever, but.
Now, Che Guevara, is he considered in schools to be, because he would have been nothing when I went to school. Nobody knew the name Che Guevara.
There are quite a few people who wear his shirt. I haven't seen it recently, thank God. Every time I see his face, I just sort of want to walk up to the person like, hey, do you know who this guy even is? Like, do you know what he did? Do you even know anything about him? Or did
cool
you just buy the shirt because it's cool?
Yeah. He's a long-haired killer.
Probably the latter. Hey, thanks, Nick, for the call. Always
no
appreciate
problem.
Hearing from you at 800-259-9231. To Tyler in South Carolina. Tyler, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Tyler is gone. Alrighty then, 800-259-9231. So, whether you want to talk about the government indoctrination camps and the things that go on inside or anything that floats your boat, here's a story from across the pond in the UK, an 80-year-old grandmother, this from the Times Online, who doctors identified as terminally ill and left to starve to death, has recovered after her outraged daughter intervened. Hazel Fenton from East Sussex is alive 9 months after medics ruled she only had days to live, withdrew her antibiotics, and denied her artificial feeding. The former school matron, she even worked for the state, and they threw her to the wolves. The former school matron had been placed on a controversial care plan and intended to ease the last days of dying patients. Doctors say Fenton is an example of patients who have been condemned to death on the Liverpool Care Pathway Plan. They argue that while it's suitable for patients who do have only days to live, it's being used more widely in the National Health Service, which is Britain's government health care program. They're essentially, it's an almost fully socialized system over there. There is private care available. It's very expensive.
denying treatment to elderly patients who are not dying is actually what they're doing in the NHS. According to Fenton's daughter, Christine Ball, who had been looking after her mother before she was admitted to the Conquest Hospital in East Sussex back in January, says she had to fight hospital staff for weeks before her mother was taken off the plan and finally given artificial feeding. Now, Ms. Ball, who is from...
Trying to turn a government program around once it's in play is very difficult, I would imagine.
Yep, she says She says my mother was going to be left to starve and dehydrate to death. It really is subterfuge for legalized euthanasia of the elderly on the NHS. Fenton was admitted to a hospital suffering from pneumonia. Although Ball acknowledged her mother was very ill, she was astonished when a junior doctor told her she was going to be placed on the plan to make her more comfortable in her final days. Ball insisted that her mother was not dying, but her objections were ignored. Well, we've determined your mother is dying, and now we'll do as we see fit.
Yep, that's just what they're going
to
do.
Nurse even approached her to say, what do you want done with your mother's body? On January 19th, Fenton's 80th birthday, Ball says her mother was feeling better and chatting to her family, but it took another 4 days to persuade doctors to give her artificial feeding. Fenton is now being looked after in a nursing home 5 minutes from where her daughter lives. So you want to ask yourself in this case, what if Ms. Fenton didn't have her daughter to stick up for her? What if she was just in there all alone and sick?
She would have died, and you would have never heard this story.
Yes.
And that's what's going to happen if the United States gets single-payer health care.
Oh, no, Mark. Here it's going to be different. We care about our patients in the United States.
Why
wouldn't
the people in Great Britain care about their patients?
Well, you know, they just...
They're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong.
Yeah, redcoats.
Yeah, whatever.
right. That's what the socialists will always say is, well, they didn't do it quite right over there. So we just need to elect people who care, and then we'll take care of the old people with our government program. This has been...
If you really care, you will let people choose their own health care.
1-800-259-9231, just yet another example of how, and we've seen so many of these, how the socialist medicine systems, essentially, they could give a flip about old people. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on this or anything goes. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.